Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Guided rest for anxiety. This practice is designed with those in mind who are experiencing anxiety. But it can be useful and beneficial for anyone practicing meditation. Those who experience anxiety may prefer to practice with their eyes open. It may be slightly more grounding. So feel free to practice with eyes open or closed. It also may be practiced sitting, lying down, standing, or walking with eyes open again, whatever feels most grounding for you. And finally, this meditation is in small segments. So you may take one segment at a time, or you can use the whole practice together for a longer experience. Sometimes when we are unable to relax for a full-length yoga nidra or guided rest meditation, these small segments of meditation practice frequently still add up to a very nourishing and resilient effect for the nervous system. So with this in mind, please find the position where you're most comfortable. Begin now to welcome in the present moment as it is being experienced now. Whether your gaze is falling softly on objects or scenery around you, or whether you're closing eyes and relaxing back more deeply and internally. However you're choosing to practice, begin to let the senses open. Notice the contact your skin makes with textures or surfaces. Notice the sounds of your environment landing in your ears. Notice especially the places where your body is supported by the earth. Feel the way that the body grounds into the surface, and the way the surface responds, supporting the body, whether you're walking and feet are supported by the surface under you, or whether you're sitting, reclining, and the body is held by the earth under you. Let the senses of the mouth and taste and nose and smell open to perception as it is. And that visual field, let it soften. Whether eyes are open or closed, taking in the visual stimuli with a softness of focus or receptivity. And this may be enough, or you may continue for the next segment of welcoming in the inner resource in the Sankalpa. If it feels right to you, You might experiment with a simple affirmation like, I am safe. Feeling and recognizing the truth of the statement in this moment of being safe and at ease where you are. Or the simple Sankalpa, I am healing, knowing that whatever our felt experience at some level forces are working to help us realize our own wholeness and come back to a state of equilibrium and equanimity. For the inner resource, imagine or find an object in your environment or an image that nourishes within you a sense of centeredness or well-being. Perhaps a simple object from nature, like an acorn or a stone, something that you could hold in your hand and feel the texture of the weight. Or perhaps if you're outside, leaning back against a solid tree trunk and let the physicality of that object fill your senses, nourishing yourself with this object that represents stability. And feeling a little bit of that in your own body, your own body's felt sense. And how this is communicated into your own bodily experience. And again, eyes can be open or closed as you take this in. If you like, we can continue on with the body sensing, just a brief rotation through some major points of the body. Sensing the whole of the mouth. Sensing the left palm, warm and alive. Right palm, warm and alive. Sensing the center of the chest or the center of the belly, whichever feels most grounded and settled. Sensing the core of the left foot and the core of the right foot, and then sensing both of the feet at the same time. Sensing both of the hands at the same time, and then seeing how it feels to be open as a grounded bodily presence. Sensing all of these points together, mouth, palms, center of the torso, feet. All felt together as a warm embodiment. You can pause or you can continue on, noticing the rhythms and sensations of breath moving through the body. Gentle, with the rise and fall of the ribcage with every breath. Welcoming the speed and depth of breath just as it is, whether constricted or free, shallow or deep, this breath is welcome. Imagine yourself through the body like a sponge, soaking up the rain, the body here, soaking up the breath of life with every in-breath and out-breath. Perhaps a little deeper relaxation. Perhaps a little more receptivity to this nourishing breath. The nourishing breath diffusing its way through the whole body. The breath of life feeding every cell open and receptive. Pause or continue on into welcoming thoughts and emotions, specifically here to the degree that it's tolerable. Feel into the physical sensation of emotion in the body. Perhaps that's anxiety. And perhaps it's something else by degrees. No need to swallow this elephant whole. Do this by degrees. Just sense a piece of this emotion in the body. And welcome also the felt sense of resistance if it's present. Resistance to feeling the emotion has a felt sense. And once the resistance is welcomed, there may be a small access, a small window to sensing an edge, a periphery of the emotion itself in the body. Again, just welcoming the sensation to the degree that it's tolerable. You can always come back to it again. Thanking yourself for that courage. And feeling free to continue to the aspect of ourselves that is beliefs and images. So as you felt through the emotion that's alive in the body, can you notice and track back to a thought or memory that might have triggered this emotion in the body? Or that makes it more intense. Is there a belief about yourself or the world, or an image that came into your mind's eye right before this emotion? And using the power of attention to notice and become aware of these connections. And there's no need to change anything at all. Simply noticing the belief or the image that may be present and its connection to the felt sense in your body. As you're curious and open in your exploration, you might remember that you still have that inner resource object or image in your environment. Feel free to reach out to it or open your eyes to find it. Taking in the image and the felt sense of ground and security or comfort. And letting that felt sense of comfort and ground weave its way back in. Intermingling with whatever else is present. The next aspect of our being that we travel into is the place that's able to sense joy or pleasure or love. And again, it may be helpful when we're experiencing an intense emotion like anxiety to let an external object in the environment support us with this felt sense of joy or gratitude. So again, you might let your eyes come open. Or if they're closed, they're open, you can let them wander around the environment until they rest on something that you recognize brings you pleasure. Or for which you feel grateful. Knowing that our intense emotions like anxiety can coexist with enjoyment and peace and gratitude. So as you take in this object of the environment that brings you pleasure or for which you're grateful, you might wish to hold it or just let it fill your gaze. Notice what you feel simultaneously in the body. How is this sense of pleasure, enjoyment, or gratitude evoked in the body? Where can you feel its resonance? And how does it feel? Stay with this glimmer. Stay for several more breaths, nourishing its felt sense in the body. We continue on into the most subtle aspect of our being, which is awareness itself. It may be helpful to practice this subtle layer with eyes open, feeling yourself grounded in the physical world, supported by the earth, while also experiencing awareness itself, which is the space that is holding even the anxiety or intense emotion. The background that's holding everything. So with eyes open, feeling yourself in the body and on the earth, perhaps you also notice the space between you and an object. The space that's holding both you and the object. Or perhaps noticing the sky, the atmosphere as a background, holding everything of form in the foreground. Opening up to something that is unchanging and vast here in the foreground, while simultaneously being here in the body and on the earth, but noticing the felt sense of awareness or the felt sense of that space. That's the background of everything. And when you're ready to come out of that practice, perhaps coming back down into the breath, feeling yourself as a receptive vessel for the breath, and grounding with your physical inner resource, object, or image. Feel the form and shape of your body supported by the earth. And thank yourself for your commitment. Thank yourself for your commitment to equanimity and resilience. Knowing that our practice, whether little or often, supports equanimity in remembering us and increases our resilience as we meet all of these movements of the human experience. This guided rest practice is now complete. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.